Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Need life cover but don't know where to start? Get the advice you need from a financial broker today.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio app.
Now, have you, or would you, or could you ever choose to be part of the 5am club? Yep, that's the club that gets you up at the crack of dawn before everyone else with the hope of winning the day. But does it actually make you more productive and focused, or do you just get sleepy by midday? Well, for more on this, we're joined now by trainer and fitness expert Carl Henry. And Carl, you're very welcome to the programme. Of course, I mean, this isn't that new as such. You know, lots of people have been getting up at 5am for very many decades or years, but it is a new trend on social media, which makes it new.
I know you both were up very early this morning getting your exercise done before work, obviously.
So it's been around for a while, but why is it getting popular now?
Yeah, it's been around for decades. It's getting popular because we're seeing more and more, I suppose, celebrity influencers on social media. Mark Wahlberg being one, the actor over in the States, who's up exercising at 4:30 in the morning for an hour or an hour and a half and promoting the fact of how amazing it is, that it's giving him a six pack, it's changing his life, and that we all should get on board.
Okay, I mean, I have done this, as in I've gotten up at 5 o'clock for an extended period of time at one point in my life, and I actually do love that time in the morning. But what I find is you get tired. I needed a midday nap, or like a nap at around 2. I did. At around 2 o'clock, you know, I'd need 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah, like one of the issues with getting up super early is to get the kind of 8 hours sleep that you're looking for. You've got to be in bed by 9 o'clock, maybe even 10 o'clock at the latest. And most people aren't. So therefore, you do need that little power nap, which we kind of think of as our grandparents used to do. But actually, we know that power napping is super beneficial. The key thing, though, for people listening in, that if you think, okay, I'm going to get up at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning and it's going to change my life, that's great if you're a morning person. But if you're not, it's not going to work for you. You've got to match your personality to when you're going to exercise, when you're going to move. There are lots of benefits to getting up early. It's very tranquil. It's quite meditative. It gets it out of the way before the busyness of the day. But there are lots of kind of pitfalls, and that energy slump in the afternoon is absolutely one of them. And some people have jobs where you can have the power nap and 20, 30 minutes will kind of recharge you. But a lot of people don't, you know. It's not going to give you the amazing body or the amazing, you know, way of eating just because you get up earlier. There are loads the benefits, but you've got to look at your personality first. That's the real. Are you a morning person or an evening person?
I don't want to lose you on the scientific jargon I'm going to use here, but could you wallop yourself into being a morning person? Like, could you wallop your circadian rhythm into shape?
Oh, you can surround yourself with other people who are morning people, and that a bit of that might rub off on you. That's very unscientific, but you know what? It does help. You know, you surround yourself with the people that you want to be. So by being in that group or that kind of group exercise or the group swimming or whatever it may be, yes, you can become slightly more of a morning person, but you will battle it. And life is too short to do something that you don't want to do or that you don't like doing. And we always ask that question for clients. You
know? Mr. Henry, tell the truth and shame the devil. Are you a 5 a.m. club man yourself?
I'm generally up at about 6, purely because my clients start with me at a 6:15. But I've always been like that. But I don't like exercising in the morning. I'll get up, I'll work, I'll go for a walk, I'll go outside my bare feet and stand on the grass and earth for kind of 10 minutes. But if I'm exercising, I prefer, like after this interview, I'm going for a swim at Nishadani. I like to exercise in the evening time. It's my favorite time to kind of get rid of the stress from the day. So yes, I'll get up early, but I won't exercise early because I really, really, really don't like it.
Okay, well, if there's some people then who think, you know, figure they might be a morning person and they could give this a go, what are some tips? How do you get started?
Okay, so first things first, nominate a bedtime time and stick to it the night before. So 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, and stick to that routine and get into that rhythm. Secondly, whatever you're going to do at 5 o'clock, if it is an exercise or swimming, make it within 1/2 hour radius of where you live so that it's not too far away. My third tip is surround yourself with other people, because if they are going to do it, you're more likely to do it with them. And those three key tips will make a big difference, because it'll give you the greatest chance to do it. But above all, if you're thinking about this, ask yourself this question: is this something you will do for the rest of your life? And if the answer is yes, go for it. And if the answer is no, maybe look at adjusting your exercise when you want to do it. Because the most important thing is taking anything new on, can you do it for the long term or is it another short term quick fix? And for many people, unfortunately, it can be that little quick fix. Mm. And then you get into the, I couldn't do it, and you feel bad about that. And it's a bad rhythm to get into. So
may as well not exercise at all. Yeah. May as well give up the whole thing.
Defeat us.
Any exercise at any time will deliver massive benefits. We all know that.
I would guess that if you are going to give it a try, do it now. Don't wait until the depths of December.
Well, I was going to say look outside of the sunny weather, but I don't know what you're looking at, but where I am, it's cloudy and rainy, right?
Oh, so, no, is it
it's
okay?
It's not great. But no, like the summer is the best time to do it because you've got the biggest window of light. Light makes us feel good. So you will feel good from being exposed to blue light, to sunshine, to greenery outside. It's much easier in the summer than it is in the winter. So if you're thinking about joining the 5 a.m. club, now is the ultimate time to get on board and give it a try and get started.
All right. Well, we have a text from a listener who has got on board saying, my daughter is a member of the 5 a.m. club. She's 3 and a half. And
I love it.
And I can tell you, she is winning at life. She gets all her food served to her. She gets chauffeured everywhere. She's absolutely winning. And that text comes from a very tired mama. And we hear you. We hear you on the show. And thank you for the text. Carl, thank you very much for joining us. That is Carl Henry, fitness expert. And you can keep your text coming to 51551.
I think as a dad of a 3-year-old, I'm in that same club, I must say. Anyway, that was a good chat with Carl Henry. Let's move on for the moment. No, we'll get to some of your texts a little bit later on as well before we finish the programme.